All right, it's Monday night. Time for VoiceOver Body Shop. We've got a great guest tonight, great friend of ours, David H. Lawrence the 17th, is right here in our studio.
And he's a very patient man.
Yes, he is.
White balance.
Yes, and we're going to talk about his new program, Camera Ready U.
Mm-hmm.
It's a U, like university.
That's right.
Like Cal State University or something like that. He's going to talk about how voice actors should be learning how to do stuff on camera.
Voice acting, cameras. Ah, I'm freaking out.
Yes, okay. Let's not worry about that. All right, but we'll be talking with him and also some stuff about his ACX Masterclass. So let's check that out. We've got tech questions to answer.
Four of them.
Four tech questions. So stay tuned. VoiceOver Body Shop coming right up.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere, together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Antland Productions, where you can get a killer demo. Source Elements, who bring you Source Connect, Source Connect Live, and Source Connect Now. VoiceOver Extra, your one-stop site for voiceover resources. Vizzy Demos, your audio demo never looked so good. VO2GoGo.com, announcing Camera Ready You. VoiceOverView.com, your voiceover business made simple. And the VO Dojo, take your voiceover career all the way.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS.
Woo! All right, audience.
Yes, we love having a live audience here at VoiceOver Body Shop. That's what makes the show worth it. People laughing, people applauding. That's the way it's supposed to be. And it makes us more energetic, that and about a pot of coffee. But especially late on a Monday afternoon. Well, thank you for joining us once again for
the technical extravaganza that is VOBS Live.
It's technical gymnastics, actually. And
it's stress fun.
Stress fun. You fun like being stressed?
Festival.
Okay.
It's a fun stress festival.
Yes.
It's interesting. I get stressed out getting the show live every week, but it's so worth it because we get to have you guys here live with us in the chat room interacting. That is just, it's all worthwhile. You know, we could just do the show offline like most other podcasts.
But no.
Post it later. But just the liveness of it is so much more invigorating and fun. So,
And then we don't have to edit it, which is even better. But anyway, David H. Lawrence with us tonight. We're going to talk about being camera ready, which ought to be really interesting, and some other cool stuff. And we have four technical questions. And
is that one of them?
This is,
how do you count with fingers?
It's how I count. Anyway, so why don't we start off with that? Because John Florian is on vacation.
Oh, good for him.
And he says, I don't have any news this week.
No, that's fine.
So, the way he says, I don't have any news this week, Dan.
Oh, no.
Yes. So there's no news. So we'll go right to the tech questions. And if you have a tech question, make sure you send it to us so George and I can look at it, analyze it, get it down before we do this show and do all our show prep. No, we're doing this totally off the cuff tonight. So let's go to our first question. Rich Miller's looking for some advice.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, George or Dan, either or. I want to record a Skype call. When I'm recording for my own reference, it's easy. I turn on my computer speakers and I use my mic interface as usual for the call. And the mic picks up the audio coming out of the speakers.
Of course. Yes, duh. That's what happens. Yeah.
Okay. But I'd like to record the person I'm talking to in higher fidelity than that. Think podcast interview. My setup is a Rode NT1A into an Onyx Blackjack into my MacBook Air. Is there a way to do this with no additional equipment?
Yes.
Thank you. Or would I have to get more gear? No. More gear. More gear. More gear. Yeah. I'm not exactly opposed to that, but the bottom line is definitely an issue. Well, there's one item that we've been telling people about. That's the Yamaha AG03 or AG06, which has a little loopback function in it. And if you wear your headphones with that, you can record the whole thing.
Rock and roll.
And it's super duper easy. Mm-hmm. And it's not expensive either. That's probably the only thing you need is an AG03 or a system where you can do a loopback from what the audio from the computer. Yeah, is there another way to do that?
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bugaboo with using the AG03 to record the mm-hmm. Skype feed is it doesn't have like a proper mix minus thing.
Right.
So what happens is it takes the audio coming in through the loop
right.
and loops it back out again. So it's a little challenging for recording. But there is an app since you are on the Mac. It's called Call Recorder. By mm-hmm. Ecamm, E-C-A-M-M. I've been using Call Recorder for years. David mentioned he's a fan of it. What's great about it is once you install it, it becomes a plugin in Skype. And that plugin can be called up automatically. You can turn it on to automatically start rolling every time you're on a call. So you just, after a while, you don't have to worry about, I forgot to hit record.
Damn.
And it records both sides of your conversation, and it separates them in a QuickTime file, a multi-track QuickTime file. So that means you can load that into your editor later, and you've got your side and the caller's side. And then you can decide whether you want to use your side that was recorded by Ecamm Call Recorder or just use the one you recorded in your DAW. I'm not sure if the audio quality will be in any different.
But you're using it just for reference, though. He's probably working with a coach, mm-hmm. and he wants to hear the feedback on that. Mm-hmm. So that's how that works.
Yeah. So that would be my recommendation. I mean, there are definitely... There's many other iterations on how I could explain that you could do it using different assortments of equipment. You could use it. You could do it with a loop back cable going from a headphone jack of the computer going into another input of your sound card. If you want to have independent recording levels, you're on a Mac, use Ecamm Call Recorder. Give it a shot. Let us know how it works out for you.
Record videos as well. So if you're doing a video Skype call.
Yes.
That.
Yes. Call Recorder also captures video of both people.
They've upgraded their movie tools.
Yes.
Oh, the movie tools? Oh, good. Yeah.
Do we have David's microphone on?
Right now I don't because I've been actually very furiously working on other issues right now.
Just talk really loud.
I'll just stop talking.
No, but that's why I'm repeating everything David says because I want to make sure everybody I heard that. I'm trying to fix the actual website while we stay live on Facebook. So
okay.
For now, everybody stay on Facebook.
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 It was working before.
I will fix it again and again and again.
And again and again. Okay.
Next question
is from our good friend Pamela Tansey.
Hey, Pamela.
Who watches the show all the time. Hi, guys. What's the easiest remedy to fan noise while recording on my MacBook Air using Audacity? I saw this asked and answered previously, but now I actually need the answer. In other words, you weren't listening.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. She saw the answer.
She saw the question, but she didn't hear the answer, or she heard the answer, she just can't remember what it is. So.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, how do you avoid fan noise? You don't record near your computer.
That's one way.
That's the easiest and probably most logical way. I mean, unless of course you're reading right off of your computer, mm-hmm. in which case, you know. But the problem is why is the fan running in the first place?
That's the big question. And there's
and
a lot of
reasons.
That's
why I asked the question.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why that could be happening. I mean, one of the most common issues that I have on every computer I've ever owned is having too many tabs open in your web browser. That's one of the most common issues because web browsers, you may not realize it because it's just a web browser. What's the big deal?
Just a web browser.
The thing is, every tab that you have open in your web browser is as though you have another page of that web browser open. So it's though you've got multiple pages all open at the same time. So if you've got 20 tabs, it's basically like having 20 pages, 20 windows all open at the same time.
Close your windows.
And it really slows down the machine. It puts a huge...
Close them, just minimize them.
Well, minimizing can help, but depending on the web browser, they're all still using RAM. All those tabs are using RAM. Once you run out of RAM, the computer now has to cache to disk. All that extra labor on the computer puts it under more stress, makes it hotter, fans start running before you know it. You've got a fan problem, and the noise is going to start to become more and more audible depending on the level of noise, you know, the situation you're in. If your computer's in the same room, you're going to have guaranteed problems. It's going to be very difficult to work around that. I have my Mac Mini sitting on my desk. I don't, fortunately, have to do clean voiceover from my desk. So I cheat by using noise reduction and downward expansion and all this stuff to filter out the audio noise as I'm doing webinars and stuff like that.
Right.
Not ideal.
No.
So move the computer away if you can't fix it otherwise.
Right. My computer is way on the other side of the room, and then I close these doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not together.
That's really ideal.
That's really what you need to do is don't have your computer near where you are. If you want to read the screen, use a printer, print out your copy, because you should be using paper copy anyway in some cases and marking your copy.
Yes.
You know, but there's also some other ways to work around that as well. Oh, yes. David H. Lawrence has a question.
He wants to... Yes.
It's not a question, but if you're trying to figure out...
You want to get a new computer?
Uh-huh.
I recommend the MacBook because it has no fan.
Oh, the actual just MacBook.
MacBook, period.
Not Air, it has no not fan. Pro. Oh, the bird's back. Hi, bird.
Should I leave?
Yeah, please. Thanks. The MacBook without fan is awesome.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It really is.
It's not a powerhouse of a computer. It's not a powerhouse of a computer, but if you're not trying to do video encoding or really heavy duty stuff.
Sure.
It's a fantastic machine.
Works like a charm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's my go-to computer.
Yeah. I mean, I know Apple's transitioning away from being a Mac company to an iPad company.
Hush your mouth, boy.
It seems clear that that's going to be the way things are going around Apple. But they did announce the iMac Pro, so that's positive. That's positive.
Right.
Because you know what? They had to announce the iMac Pro for a good reason, because they need people to make apps for the iPad. So they need to make a good tool for making apps for the iPad.
Makes
so maybe
sense.
iMac Pro. Sorry, right. I'm going way off on a tangent.
you're almost in Barstow.
I am rambling, but I'm stalling for time.
Yes.
We are now officially live on VOBS.tv. I'm looking at it on my screen. It is working. Yeah. So again,
let me check my
apologies to the chat room folks who are here.
Seems
live.
To be working on mine as well.
I have been doing this while answering your tech questions.
Unbelievable!
All at the same time.
Unbelievable!
Without a net.
And because right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a break, and we're going to take a break here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and we'll be back with more questions right after this message.
Hear me.
Learn the latest in voiceover technology,
business,
and good old-fashioned acting.
Hey, Paul. I really like your suit. Where did you get it? It looks good on you.
This is VOBS.
In a world of audio, two men knew what they were doing, or at least they have you convinced. They put the BS in VOBS.tv.
Thanks for joining us once again for another episode of VoiceOver Body Shop. Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VoiceOver Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
Alrighty, the VO Dojo is a full training center for voiceover. Like a boxer going into full training for a bout in Vegas. The Dojo is a full-hearted, pull-no-punches, complete training program designed to guide, support, connect, and accelerate you every step of the way, from I don't know to working pro, making sure that you're aligned with the power and possibilities of your voice and on the most streamlined and focused path to having everything you need to have the sustained, successful voiceover career you know you should have. wherever you are on your voiceover journey, take your voiceover career all the way. Their team of Sensei Master Teachers, who are all working pros, know the business inside and out because they have been and are in the trenches just like you. Assembled to give you answers, new ways of thinking through, and the insight and inspiration to get you what is next. It's always just you, but never do it alone. Sign up now at thevodojo.com. That's www.thevodojo.com. Alrighty, more stuff coming.
What do your target clients see when they listen to your audio-only voice demo? Your clients are creating visual content. They live in a visual world. They think visually. To make a strong impression, your voice demo needs to meet them where they live. Now, your voice demo can make a strong visual impression when it's a Vizzy visual voice demo. A Vizzy demo takes your audio-only voice demo and adds a visual component, making it instantly more memorable to your prospective clients. The audio track of a Vizzy demo demonstrates your voice work like only your voice demo can, while the video track tells your story, reinforces your brand, and delivers the call to action that an audio-only voice demo simply cannot. You went to all the trouble to have your voice demo showcase your work. Now, go all the way and showcase your brand, too. Book your Vizzy visual voice demo at VizzyDemos.com.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys about one of our great sponsors here. Source Elements are at VOBS, and that is Source Elements. Source Elements is the makers of Source Connect and a whole slew of utilities and tools that they've developed over the years. One of the new things that they've come out with is something that's nearly magical for those that use ISDN, and that is the ability to use your old school audio codec, the audio codec you've had in your rack maybe for 15, 20 years, your Zephyrs, your Prima LTs, whatever those ISDN codecs are, and actually virtually plug that into your Ethernet connection and go out over the internet using an ISDN codec. It's called VISDN or V-I-S-D-N. It was launched at NAB. It's brand spanking new. So new, in fact, they have not gotten the website up to sell you the service, but they did want us to sneak peek it.
I made that one up. That works.
They wanted us to sneak peek it a little bit. So to tell you more about it, I have a video that I'm going to run later in the show after we have David on the show. I have a little video package from NAB where I actually was able to demonstrate this and have it demonstrated for me by Robert Marshall from Source Elements. But that's just one example of the innovation going on over there. If you just want to get it going with Source Connect, which is the tool that they developed over 10 years ago, that's still going strong and gaining even more ground being used by top networks like CBS, go over to source-elements.com and sign up for a 15-day free trial and get started right away. You don't even have to have a little blue eye lock anymore to use Source Connect. Thanks for your support, and we'll be right back.
You're still watching VOBS?
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that? That is BS about VO. And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby.
VOBS is still on? Seriously?
You're listening to VOBS.
And we're back as the sun slowly sets really in the west.
I'm booming, Dan.
Oh, all right.
Boom hopping.
All right.
How do you like that?
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Very nice.
You notice the new flag we have on there?
I love it, man.
Yeah. Wait till you see with our interview set.
It's the little things.
Yeah, the little details. Okay. So anyway, more questions. And again, if you've got a question for us, of course, you can always throw it in the chat room where Jack Daniels right there taking this stuff, writing it down, getting it to us. But also you can type it to us in an email during the week at theguys@vobs.tv. and we will answer the question. We've got four questions. We've answered two successfully in brilliant form. Here's two more. From Steve Stancil. Subject, low hum. Avalon 737 standings, settings. Message, hey guys, I'm dealing with a low hum in my mic chain somewhere. All right, everybody, a little bit of harmony. Hum.
Okay. All right. We covered the 60 and 120 hertz on that one.
Excellent. Okay. Now, it just recently started to show up in my recordings. I put brand new tubes in my Avalon 737.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there to a degree. I can't isolate it. It seems like it goes in and out sometimes. Also, my EQ settings for my voice could be tweaked. It's lost a little warmth and sounds thin to me. Help. So okay.
He said help, and then it says sample
in raw recordings. Yeah, it's so in raw recordings, Andrew. Yes, we had an actual recording of that.
Maybe Andrew can fly that in.
Yes, we'll anyway. But
while Andrew's doing that.
Now, there's a couple of things in there that are clues to the problem. One is he's using a really powerful preamp there, which is probably amplifying every little nuance that comes through the electrical system there and his microphone. Now, he's using, what's his mic there? He didn't tell us what his mic actually is.
Yeah, there's a few major details left out of this, which is basically all the other stuff in your studio other than the Avalon 737. Right. I don't know what kind of cables you're using. I don't know whether you're using balanced or unbalanced cables. I don't know if you have a mixer in there. I don't know if you're what audio interface you're using. I don't know if all your gear is plugged into one single outlet. And I don't know if you've got noisy ballasts in your fluorescent lighting. I don't know if your refrigerator is right on the adjacent the opposite side of the wall, humming and vibrating the floor.
Right.
There are a gajillion possibilities.
But I have found when we actually listen to a sample and look at it on the on a spectrograph, it becomes very clear what it is. Sometimes you'll hear a.
Is it pulsate? Just a constant buzz.
Right. If it's pulsation, it's a fan somewhere.
Yeah, motor or something.
It's a ceiling fan, or it's your neighbor's air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it time after time after time after time when you've got that hum at about 120 hertz, maybe sometimes a little.
120 is pretty common.
You know, it's usually a fan of some sort, and it's physical. But if you listen, you can hear the difference between an electrical hum and a physical hum. It's usually pretty clear. So if you send us a sample of that and we listen to it, we'll be able to figure it out. So it's nothing major. But the other thing is I changed the tubes. Why does somebody use tubes? Does that make them read better, perform better, sound like somebody that they're not?
It can make you feel like you're performing better, which maybe is like a placebo effect for acting. Possibly, David.
I know.
Do you have anything glowing orange in your rack at home?
No, I left in. I get rid of almost. I used to do my radio show on Sirius and XM from my studio.
Yeah,
and I actually have a talk turret, which now just houses all my crap. Right,
it's a flat surface.
And I decided to leave in all of the Symmetrix 528Es that I had for all six microphones.
Oh, man,
so I had really cool red lights. Looks, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be surprised how clean my audio got when I got rid of those and just put in blank panels. But I know Steve Stancil. He's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that he lives near Tampa, which is the gateway to the ninth circle of hell. And so you have the additional problem of the Tampa buzz.
Okay.
So that's my take on it.
The Tampa buzz.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It comes from a lot of cigar smoke.
Oh, that kind of buzz. Yes. No, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities. So we'll take a listen to the audio. Even if we can't listen to it now, we'll listen to it offline.
Yeah.
And we'll drop you a note and let us know what we heard in that, what kind of buzz we heard. What kind of hum we heard.
I'll be able to figure it out. I see this all the time. Next question from our good buddy, Stephen J. Cohen. My daughter, who is a student filmmaker, asked a mic question. I had a knee-jerk response, checking the validity of my answer here. Dad, I know that you taught me to zero the volume on the interface.
Wait a minute. What? He's checking the validity of an answer he already gave out by asking us?
Yeah.
good luck with that. Anyway, go ahead.
This is more like car talk all the time. Dad, I know that you taught me to zero the volume on the interface, then cut the phantom power and reverse that when I set back up. Turn the phantom power on, then adjust the volume from zero to what I need. Mm-hmm. But not everyone's doing that at my school. Are you sure that I need to do that every time? Instinctually, I want to say that always doing it as described would lengthen the life of the mic, but I have no facts to back that up. I've never known failure to follow this procedure to break anything. Thoughts?
Failure to follow. Yeah, no, no. Yeah, it's my understanding of it. Maybe with really old gear that was really temperamental, perhaps it would not like it if the phantom power was interrupted. But actually, really old gear didn't use phantom power. Phantom power is kind of new. It's maybe it was developed 35 years ago.
Condenser mics have actually been around since the 30s.
Yeah, but they didn't use phantom power for a very long time. No, that was new from the 60s and 70s.
Right.
I guess the point I'm making is it doesn't generally cause any problems. Where it does cause problems is not the mic, but in your monitors
right.
or somewhere else. When you unpatch or repatch something with phantom power, it makes a really big spike or a big thump. You've probably been in a live event where somebody's on stage furiously trying to figure out why this one mic isn't working.
Yeah. Check, check, boom!
And then they patch the mic cable into that SM58 and makes a bad thump. You know, that's because there's phantom power, and when that power is connected, it sends a burst of 48 volts down the line, and it's not a good thing. So what that can do is just, it can blow out studio monitor speakers, it can blow out headphone drivers, it can hurt your ears really bad if you have headphones on. So for those reasons, it's a good idea to turn it down first, or mute if you have a mixer that has a mute button for that channel. It's a good idea to do that, just to protect speakers and monitors. But it's not going to hurt the mic.
No. No, but, you know, generally, just learn to set your levels properly. Just, you know, you set them, you forget them, you move on. As long as you're set the proper level. And you mm-hmm. need to understand the dB scale in order to do that. Mm-hmm. But the phantom power doesn't have a whole lot to do with that, so just leave the phantom power on, for crying out loud.
Yeah, leave it on. The only mics that don't like phantom power are some old ribbon mics.
Yeah.
Old ribbon mics. The newer ribbon mics seem to have no problem with it. It doesn't hurt them. Some of the new phantom are phantom power. The new ribbon mics are actually active,
right?
And use phantom power,
right? Yeah. And actually, we're going to show tonight. We've got on our display. We've got a carbon button mic, and those actually took a lot of current as well.
That thing needed power to actually operate.
It actually needed power.
You're kidding me. Okay.
Trust me, I know these things. I did my research. Later. All right. Well, look, if you've got a technical issue with your studio, or you really want to set up your new studio for the first time, there's two guys you can talk to who really know what they're talking about, and you're looking at them. You can contact me at, just go to my website, homevoiceoverstudio.com, and click the contact me. You can drop off a sample of your audio, and I will find that ceiling fan in your daughter's room.
With a fish tank in your son's room upstairs.
Exactly.
Whatever it is.
And George?
And I'm available at edgestudiotechnology.com. I have a myriad of services you can choose from a flat rate tech help session to designing studios to making processing settings for you, for your auditions, whatever it is, I'm available for you there.
All righty. Enough tech information to totally fill your head. All right, David H. Lawrence, who's going to fill our heads with stuff on camera and some other cool stuff right after these messages, so don't go away. We'll be right back here on Voice Over Body Shop.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years, and your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running, and the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon, and the scripts seem a bit dated too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King? Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world you'll never give up, never give up, never give up that dream.
Okay, you know, the doors are open right now to register for the ACX Masterclass at acxmasterclass.com. Audible just added Canada and Ireland to the U.S. and U.K. as countries whose residents can play on ACX. But don't just play on ACX, hoping for the best. Learn to maximize your profit narrating audiobooks and minimize your studio-to-work hours ratio. The registration closes in a few days, so go now, right this second, to acxmasterclass.com. If you act in the next few hours, there are $1,000 worth of early bird bonuses for you that go away at midnight. So don't wait. Make this year your year to kill it on ACX. And that's acxmasterclass.com.
What is your, like, teleprompter decide, I don't need those last two lines, I'm just going to fade to black.
Right?
Yeah, and by a quick correction,
yes,
I found this out today when I was doing my Facebook Live thing.
Oh, good.
The early bird registration bonuses, which is basically private coaching sessions with me and Dan O'Day, they don't end tonight at midnight. They end tomorrow night at midnight.
You got a whole, you get a whole nother day, kid.
But if you act tonight, I will send you a tin of Grether's Pastilles.
Ooh, but wait, there's more.
That's right. And I just came up with that today because I was doing the Facebook Live thing and I grabbed one. And I'm like, you know what? If anybody, and three people signed up. If anybody signs up, I'm going to send you a tin of those. So now I've got more work to do.
Yeah, great.
Great. Nice job. All righty. Well, David H. Lawrence is going to be with us in just a second, although he's been here with us the whole time. So don't go away.
He's glued to the...
Yep, this is VOBS. Proven anybody can have a show these days.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.tv, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
Wow, this is VOBS?
They are ribbed for her pleasure. All right, it's VOBS.tv.
Yeah, it is.
All righty. Just let me know when you're ready.
We're rolling.
Before time began, there was VOBS.tv. Watch or else. Harry.
You're watching VOBS.tv. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and officially we can now welcome our good friend.
How much time do we have?
10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, ACX Masterclass, camera to you. Thank you so much. Good night.
David H. Lawrence, the 17th.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you've been great. Yeah. You've been a great guest and very patient.
Thanks.
Really appreciate that.
First of all, it's going to look great. Once you figure it all out.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I think we've got it together.
And if there's anybody who can figure it out, it's you guys. So.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of trial and error. A lot of the stuff hasn't been done before. And in the way we're doing
it. At least in Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, they don't ever do that. I mean, over in Burbank, they've done it a couple of times, yeah. But not in Sherman Oaks.
What we want to do is we want to get one of those little dinosaurs inside the camera and just sort of chipping away at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, like on the Flintstones.
Exactly.
Oh, so I get you.
That would work.
Cool.
A lot of kids out there have no idea
what nothing.
I'm talking
about. They know. It's like, whoosh. What? Crickets in their heads. Flintstones.
I know. But anyway, so you've been with us a few times, and thank you for being a sponsor of our show. We greatly appreciate it.
Sure.
And VO2GoGo, how did you start VO2GoGo?
You know, I was doing voiceover. I had moved out here to Los Angeles to see if with this gorgeous face and this amazing physique I could do on-camera work. And while I was training, I was doing radio and voiceover, and people have been saying, people were like, how do you do that? Where'd you get your demo made? And I'm like, I made my demo. I know how to do it, right? Well, you should show people how to do that, man. There's people charging, you know, thousands of dollars. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I did one class, and then the one class turned into three classes. And then the three classes eventually ended up being a full 36-class curriculum in the arts of voiceover, commercials, narration, animation, IVR, et cetera. The commerce, running your business, and then the science, the technology. And I think that's how I met George when we were doing the sessions at SAG-AFTRA, when it was just SAG.
Yeah.
You know, me letting George tell people what to really get, and then me saying, he's full of crap. You only have to spend $200 on a USB mic. So
I'll bet that was fun.
It was, wasn't it? It was cool. So, and then from there, things just really blossomed. And currently I spend about half my time performing, either on camera or on mic, and a quarter of my time teaching, and a quarter of my time developing and supporting Rehearsal Pro.
Yeah, and teaching's great, because especially when you have people who are actually interested in what you're learning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was a high school teacher, so working with people who really are trying to learn voiceover, it's ecstatic.
There's nobody trying to cut class.
Yeah.
They're actually excited about it.
And it's all online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's online. We do monthly workouts, and some of them are in person live. Some of them are in person live on the internet. I have clients all over the world, and we do one on the internet. And then if people can't attend any of those, they send me their stuff, and we work back and forth via email. But the classes are all online. We've done something this year called Flipping the Classroom, where people take all the classes. It's this movement in education that's been around long after you were a high school teacher.
A long time.
But, when you were a high school teacher, your job was to teach, then test.
Right.
And hopefully there were time for questions. Well, you don't teach live when you flip the classroom. You tell them, hey, I've created this great video for you that's got multimedia and, stuff. Go watch it at home. That's your homework. Then come in and let's discuss it. Let's go deeper. You tell me what you've learned, and then we'll test you from there. And kids are testing better. Flipping the classroom it was really big. So people watch the classes, and then we do the workouts where we discuss things and they work on mic and things like that.
Yeah. I'm going to take some classes this way. I mean, I've taught classes this way. So, I know it works because people really appreciate when you give them, when they're allowed to learn in the fashion that works for them.
Sure.
And that's, an individual instruction is really the way to go these days. Now, you've got a new thing that you're going to be starting called Camera Ready You. And we first talked about it a few months ago. You were very excited about it. I'm very excited about it. Now being here in LA and having the chance to audition on camera. I mean, I've done commercials and I've done, a couple of films.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's more to it now.
A lot more to it.
So tell us a little bit more about Camera Ready You.
So it's a couple things. First of all, I get that there are some people that just do not want to get out of the booth. They don't want to be like seen. They just want to be heard because their mom and dad told them be seen and not heard.
Right.
Which kind of doesn't make sense. Anyway, the point is today we are thrust on camera. When you and I were kids and we would go home and we would watch the local UHF station with the UHF converter on our television.
Right.
And we would watch Ultraman and Speed Racer and Spider-Man and Johnny
Quest.
Exactly. Zhiwak. at that point in history, maybe 50,000 people, actors, broadcasters, etc., had ever been in a studio captured on camera, either on film or on video. the rest of us, we were just consumers. We were just viewers, right? Today, those numbers are totally flipped. There's only 50,000 people left who haven't been on camera, right? Everybody is on camera. They're on YouTube or they're on Skype or they're on FaceTime or they're shooting up their nose when they're doing something on Instagram or whatever.
With really great camera presence.
Exactly. You know, my daughter's veins in her nose and she's got 9,000 followers on Instagram. It's crazy. So, but that's in addition to television and film and web series and now over-the-top stuff. There are more things produced, more scripted shows produced in the last 2 years by almost 40% than have been on average produced in the. So there's all these opportunities. And in addition, even if you only stay with voiceover, say you do audiobooks, your rights holders published their project, you've produced it. They want you to do a, you know, a GoToWebinar session or a Zoom session with their fans. How do you look good on camera? You don't. People think that because we've all grown up with smartphones and we've all grown up with this very video-centric world that we're in today, that that equates to I know how to look good on camera. And what I wanted to do with Camera Ready You is help people who are either afraid or just simply they don't know. Or they do it and it's okay, but they don't know why it isn't as great as it could be. I want people to be able to step in front of a camera easily, quickly, with authority and authenticity, and do so as simply as you would if you picked up a phone to make a phone call. You don't think about that, right? You just pick up the phone, you make a phone call, right? That's what I want people
to
do.
Unless it's a dial phone, in which case
then it takes a little longer, right? That's all. But I want people to be able to do that as easily as they do other things. Certainly, when we sit down on our computers in front of our microphones, we go to record something. It's pretty snap, pretty quick, right? That's what I want. And most people freeze or have, you know, I don't want to do that.
I hear that a lot when people are, you know, if people are producing web content material.
Yeah,
and they contact me. I can't do that kind of stuff.
I'm yeah, like,
sure you can,
but you can. You know, part of it is we've had such a huge layer of stuff around it. We got to have lights, and we have to have microphones and a camera, and you know, we got to have editing software and all that stuff. And it's like it's not that hard. It really isn't. Yeah. And one great example is the idea that here in Los Angeles and other places where people audition for on-camera work is the audition for television or the audition for film is moving from the casting director's office to the home, just like it did in voiceover.
Right.
So more and more often, casting directors are either asking for you to put yourself on tape at home, not just in your market, but in other markets, so it opens up all these other opportunities. Or they're asking you to put yourself on tape before they bring you in for the pre-read because they want to see if you can actually do the job.
Right.
So it's happening both ways, and that's why what I decided to do to start Camera Ready You, I would go to conventions and I would be talking to business people, and I would share with them what I do as an actor on camera that is different from what most people do, and that's why I look a little bit more polished and a little bit more professional.
Right. Or creepy.
Or creepy. Yeah. They would, like, I would show them what to do with their hands.
Right.
Right? People don't know when they're standing what to do with their hands. They put you across your arms, put it behind your back, in your pockets, whatever. Right. And when I show them what to do with their hands, they're like, you know? Or what to do with your eyes. You know, we've been told that you should absolutely connect with the camera. And you shouldn't ever vary your gaze because this is like really intense. And no, it's not. It's creepy and it's ugly and it's awful. People look away. You know, if you stay on me with this shot and I'm talking to you, I'm not actually spending a lot of time on the lens itself when I'm trying to teach. I'm thinking, I'm going back in my timeline, I'm thinking about stuff forward, but every so often I check in, and we do that in everyday life. Right. You share that with people, all of a sudden they're like, "What else you got? Well, do you have a class on this? I want to take your class." And I'm like, "I don't have a class." And they're like, "What's wrong with you? This is a class. You should be teaching this class." So I got tired of people saying, "What's wrong with you?" And I created the class, Camera Ready You. But before we kick off Camera Ready You...
There's more?
I got all this free stuff. Camera Ready You is going to be prohibitively expensive. It's going to be insanely expensive. Not really. But what I've got for you free is if you pop over to oncamerakickstart.com, oncamerakickstart.com, you will be able to sign up for the Kickstart course that I'm going to hold over the next few days. We're going to look at your journey and your story, your brand. We're going to take a look at all the equipment that you need, which isn't a lot. We're going to look at your body and your voice, how you'd sort of perform on camera the way you'd perform on mic. We're going to look at your challenges, and then we're going to look at your future. And what I'm going to do is get you past the hump of, I don't think I can do this. That's a lot of stuff to do. It's not. It's a lot to learn in the beginning, but then just like there was a lot to learn in the beginning when you do voiceover work, you figured it out. And now it's second nature. One of the things we're going to talk about is how to handle yourself on camera. And this was something that happened maybe a few years ago. I was speaking at a conference, and they brought me out on stage. And I'm like, this is all wrong. Why do you have this set up? It was set up very similar to this. And the host was sitting where you're sitting. I'm like, why are you sitting there instead of here? What talk show do you know where the host isn't sitting on the right-hand side of the screen? There's only one, and it's James Corden's Late Late Show, because he's trying to be Graham Norton, who is the only guy in the UK that does that.
Right.
Everybody else, the host sits on the right. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert,
Johnny Carson,
everybody. Because in the Western culture, we read from left to right into people's faces. And when we do that, they have power. When we read out of somebody's face, it's weak. So in the beginning, the talk show hosts would say, my guests are my guests. I'm the host. I'm the one in power. And so it's become a standard, and that's really interesting. So when you are doing auditions on camera, what I tell people to do is turn slightly with their left shoulder forward so that they are being read into like that. Exactly. And that way, you're still looking at the camera, but instead of looking ramrod straight like you're on a perp walk or you're getting a mugshot taken, right? You have a little bit of interest in what's going on, and you can move. It changes everything. It's crazy. I spoke earlier this year at a convention, and I brought some people up on stage, and the girl got up on stage. She looked where the camera was, and she squared her shoulders, and I'm like, okay, stop for just a second. Do what I told you to do with the shoulder. And the moment she turned her shoulder in, the audience just gasped, because it changes how you look.
Right.
It changes how. So
I love watching people on talk shows when the guests are on the talk show. I love it when the guest really faces the Jimmy Kimmel, whoever it is, and just changes their position like that.
Sure,
it really, you key off of that subconsciously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or the ones that couldn't care less. They're sitting with their legs crossed away from the host.
Right.
Yeah. The ones that don't really want to be there to begin with.
Right.
Language. You can tell a lot about body. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the different roles that you're going to play. But this is all in a free course called the On-Camera Kickstart course. We're going to start it as we're recording this live on the 12th of June. We're going to start it tomorrow.
All right.
So if you want to be involved, and Dan, you're in. You're in. We're going to start tomorrow with our first lesson. If you want to jump in there, then please go to oncamerakickstart.com. Now, one of the things that we're giving away for free as well is this huge stack of white paper that has stuff written on it called the Camera Ready You Last Minute Self-Record Audition Checklist. Now, this is not a checklist. This is a tome. But the second last page has the checklist.
Oh, good.
And we explain everything in the first 18 pages. But, there's three basic steps for people that want to know. If you want to just know what to do right now, you don't want to take the course, you don't want to do anything, three things you have to do. Ready your studio, which we're all used to doing when we ready our audio studio. We know where the microphone is, we know where our earbuds are, our headphones are. We're ready to go so that when we get that audition or we get a note saying, hey, I'd like you to do this, we can instantly sit down, do it, and send it, right? That's readying your studio. My goal is that you ready the studio in anticipation of the recording, leaving yourself a lot of time to rehearse. So the three R's are ready your studio, rehearse your script, and then record and send off your submission.
Right.
And what we're going to do in this checklist, what you'll find in the checklist, is every step you need to take, what camera to use, and here's a hint, you don't need a camera. What? You don't need a camera? No, you don't, because we have a camera already. Everybody that carries a smartphone has a camera that is better than you need to do an on-camera audition. The selfie side, not the other side, the selfie side. So you can actually see yourself and see how you're framed, right? We're going to show you how to do that. George gave me a very good sample of something that I talk about in the course. A lavalier microphone makes all the difference in terms of how you sound. We'll talk about lights as well. This lavalier microphone, which looks very, very professional. I know you can't see it, but it trust me, I'm impressed at how professional this looks. $20. I recommend an Audio Technica one that costs $27 on Amazon. When I'm doing things where I have to move around a little bit, I have a wireless one that I paid for, the Rode.
Yep.
Or the Rode. I keep saying Rode because that's what I hear them say. But lights, the way you guys have lights in here is exactly what I tell people to do. Don't go out and spend thousands of dollars getting professional lights with soft boxes and all that stuff.
And barn doors and all.
You need two lamps.
Right.
One that's 75 watts and one that's 40 watts. The 75-watt lamp is your key light. The 40-watt lamp fills in as your fill light. And you're done. No big deal.
Right.
It's crazy. You get a little lav, and then you can spend all of the good time that you need to spend on it, discovering every nuance about your script. Every nuance
using
about the
rehearsal
role that you're playing. Yeah, you can use rehearsal. We talk about that as well. But what we also talk about is the choices that you make and leaving yourself the time to do that work, because that's really where it all comes down, is what kind of preparation, what kind of exploration have you done? When I got Heroes, I had the luxury of having a whole day to spend with the script. I didn't get a note first thing in the morning saying, hey, you've got an audition this afternoon at 3:00. I got a note on Tuesday afternoon saying you've got an audition Thursday morning. And so I was able to work that script to the bone. And I found all kinds of little nuances that I could, you know, and it worked. So what I want to do is get you set up with ready your studio, 10, 15 minutes max, less as you get used to it. Just like it's almost nothing when you sit down to do audio work.
Right.
And then giving yourself about 45 minutes or so to do the filming, the editing, and the exporting as an MP4 file. And we talk about all of the settings that you need to do in whatever software you're using. In Camera Ready U, we're going to show people how to use ScreenFlow as their editing software, because it is awesome.
That's what we use.
Yeah.
Yes.
So ScreenFlow, we're going to talk about the Parrot teleprompter. We're going to talk about the Teleprompter Pro, which actually is voice activated. This Camera Ready U is not just designed for actors. It's designed for people who also have to do business videos, lessons, and presentations, and sales videos, and conferences with clients. Right.
And that's where the opportunity is today.
Because absolutely,
just as in voiceover, where there is so much business-to-business and corporate type of stuff, where you see somebody saying demonstrating a product, or you're narrating something that, you know, and somebody's demonstrating that sort of thing.
Sure.
There's this probably even more opportunity for doing on camera.
Absolutely.
And if you're competent at it, then you've got an extra little tool in your toolbox to make a living with.
Absolutely. And you combine all those things. And in addition to that, the idea of creating your own content where you, like I created VO2GoGo. I created Camera to You. I created content that I could share with, I think the dog is like making me, but it's okay. It's too late. So
she's hypoallergenic.
Really? Okay. Then it's just me. You know, all of these. It's okay. I shouldn't have said anything. She's so cute. All of these things are options to you if you open yourself up to those options. If you keep sitting there and saying to yourself, you know, I'm a voiceover person. I'm not seen on camera. My voice is what I'm known for. You know, things like that. Well, that's going to be the rule of life that you live by. I'd like to invite you to expand your portfolio of opportunities, add on camera to your work. There's plenty of room for you. I mean, look, I'm very clear as to where I am on the spectrum of beauty, right? I'm the guy that makes the good-looking people look even better. right?
Which makes you incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. So whatever, if you don't like the way you look, if you don't like the way your hair is, you don't like the way your weight is, your body type, it doesn't matter. There's a place for you in storytelling, just like there is with whatever kind of voice you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering how to get this, you know, it's free. I'm going to ask you to take out your cell phone.
Okay.
And you can do it if you want to.
Okay, but all right.
Yeah, take out your cell phone.
I'm going to demonstrate here.
And going to your texting app and text the word on camera, O-N-C-A-M-E-R-A, on camera, all one word,
right,
to 44222, 44222. So on camera to 44222. It'll ask you where you want the thing sent, what email address you want it sent to, confirm that you want to know about Camera Ready U, and you'll get this absolutely free of charge. And in there is a link to sign up for the Kickstart class. So it all kind of works together. But the point is, everybody has this golden opportunity to add to their, you know, bat belt, their utility belt, new ways of creating content, telling stories, making money, and being an actor, being a performer. So, I have no idea what that is.
We have rats.
You have rats. Awesome.
This is the valley.
Okay, that's true. All right.
All right. But anyway, well, we're going to take a quick break right now. If you've got a question for David H. Lawrence the 17th about any of this stuff, and we've got a few more things that we want to talk about, put them in the chat room. Jack Daniel will be there, and he will write it down, and he will pass it on to us, and we might actually read it. So anyway, stay tuned. We got more coming up here on VoiceOver Body Shop.
What do your target clients see when they listen to your audio-only voice demo? Your clients are creating visual content. They live in a visual world. They think visually. To make a strong impression, your voice demo needs to meet them where they live. Now, your voice demo can make a strong visual impression when it's a Vizzy visual voice demo. A Vizzy demo takes your audio-only voice demo and adds a visual component, making it instantly more memorable to your prospective clients. The audio track of a Vizzy demo demonstrates your voice work like only your voice demo can, while the video track tells your story, reinforces your brand, and delivers the call to action that an audio-only voice demo simply cannot. You went to all the trouble to have your voice demo showcase your work. Now, go all the way and showcase your brand, too. Book your Vizzy visual voice demo at VizzyDemos.com.
Here's a question for you. Do you know what your audition to booking ratio is? As in, how many auditions does it take before you book a job? How about your pipeline? Do you know which jobs you've booked? Which ones you've sent to the client for approvals? How about which ones you've invoiced but haven't been paid yet? Do you know how much you booked this month compared to last month or last year at the same time? Yeah, these questions might make your head spin. You might say, I'm a voice actor, an artist. I don't have a head for business, and I don't want to spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how to keep track of auditions, bookings, who hasn't paid me yet, and when was the last time I booked with that guy anyway? That's why we built VoiceOverview.com, a simple way to track, manage, and grow your voiceover business. Because after all, it is a business. VoiceOverview was built by voice actors for voice actors. Check it out today and start tracking your voiceover business. VoiceOverview.com, your voiceover business made simple.
At VoiceOver Essentials, freebies promotion. Buy their fabulous VO1A voiceover microphone and get double protection for your investment. A free ABS, an adjustable boom stop, and free Vox Pop Stop filter, all just shy of a $40 savings. Now, I think Harlan's lost his mind, but we all know about that. He sends his regard to David Lawrence and agrees completely that there is profitable on-camera work out there, even for those people like Harlan with a face for radio. So get on over to voiceoveressentials.com and get big savings. You get the ABS, the boom jock, as I like to call it. You know, if you've got a boom stand, it holds the arm tight. So if you've got an expensive or a really good microphone like the VO1A, which George Whittam is modeling for us right now, get that shot of George modeling the VO1A. And It will protect your investment, and that's a great thing. And it also has a pop stopper, a little the pop filter that you would use, and they're going to send it to you. What a great deal. Go over to voiceoveressentials.com. Best way to go there is to go to the bottom of the page, right down there somewhere. And if you're watching on VOBS.TV, and just click on the little thing of Harlan, it lets him know that you were watching our show, and that's where you wanted to go. And enough alliteration. We'll be right back here on Voice Over Body Shop with David H. Lawrence the 17th.
In a world of audio, two men knew what they were doing, or at least they have you convinced. They put the BS in VOBS.TV.
That good, or yeah, I mean,
just do a straight and same voice, but tune into VOBS Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay,
this is John Bailey, the epic voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
Perfect. There's one guy in Newfoundland that watches the show that would
all in the time zone and on the Canary Islands.
Yeah, I grew up and I lived my.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer, and you are watching Voice Over Body Shop. It's great.
Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO, too?
Voice Over Body Shop.
Have some voiceover with your dinner tonight on Voice Over Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
All right, we're back here on Voice Over Body Shop. Our guest is the amazing David H. Lawrence, the 17th. Who was talking about Camera Ready You, but you've got something else going on, too.
ACX Masterclass.
ACX Masterclass.
This is crazy. We weren't going to do the ACX Masterclass this summer. We've done it every winter, every summer for the last 3 years, but this summer I had Camera Ready You. I'm in this movie called Cars 3, and it's basically, if I don't cutting room floor, it's the biggest movie I've been in. I'm the track announcer. So
I see all the billboards all over town.
Yeah, they all have my face on them. Not. So that's coming up. So I had a lot of things going on. But then Audible announced that the people in Ireland and in Canada can now be on ACX to join the people from the U.S. and the U.K. And so we thought, you know what, let's just do the class and we'll talk about it. And, you know, we're going to have the dog as part of the class because now not only can humans be on ACX, but also canines can be on ACX.
There's a lot of books about
really,
dogs.
That's not really true. So the ACX Masterclass is at acxmasterclass.com. We just opened registration today. Registration is closing in a couple of days. We will take you, what was the phrase that somebody used maybe I know about it to do? I say from knowing to doing.
Right. From mystery to mastery.
Mystery to mastery. That's great. From busted ass to first class. I don't know. from broke ass to first class. Okay. There you go. But the point is, you know, people jump on ACX because it's free.
Right.
They don't take any money out of your, they give you money for doing the work. And they kind of play at it and then get disappointed because it doesn't work out all that well for them. Mm-hmm. So what we do with the ACX Masterclass is we actually show you from the get-go how to maximize your business on ACX and how to do more work by minimizing your studio hours to finished hours ratio.
Which is really the thing with audiobooks.
Sure.
It's a lot of time to record, but
absolutely.
It used to be a 3-to-1 ratio. If you're quick, you can get that done much faster.
Yeah, exactly. So that is open right now at acxmasterclass.com.
All righty. Well then, lots of
what else we got?
Well, we got questions from our audience.
Oh, great! Let's
and our and our wonderful co-host will now read some of them. George,
I'd be happy to do that for you guys tonight. The first one comes in from one of our friends and fellow voice actors, Paul
Stefano. They're
all Stefano.
Our friends, George.
Of course, if they're watching the show live, you're
they're
definitely
really
a friend
our friends. Friends.
Do you think anybody who is already a good voice actor can also be good on camera actor? Can you really do both? Is it something that you can excel in on camera with a voice acting background?
I did it. I mean, all I can say is we layer all these things on ourselves that limit us. We have these limiting beliefs that are like, oh, I'm just a voiceover person. Or if I try that, I'll fail. Or who am I to be on camera? And the truth of the matter is, I can't predict whether or not you'll be successful at it. But I can say that many, many people cut off their chances by just simply assuming they can't do something.
Mm.
You know, I can tell you that the laughter was cacophonous in Washington, D.C. when I told my radio friends I'm moving to L.A. to work on camera. They were like, are you going to do what? You know, and you know, because I was jumping from radio, which we all know is, excuse me, 99 jobs and 115 people to fill them, to television, where there's 3,000 jobs and 8 million people to fill them. Right. But then when I got, you know, I went and I did the Abraham Lincoln method, you know, I sharpened my axe for 45 minutes of the hour. And then I chopped down the tree pretty quickly. I got my first gig within 6 months of starting to audition, and that first gig was Heroes. So all I can say is, if you're willing to put in the effort to learn the art of it, how the business works, the commerce of it, and the technology involved, or the science of it, the art, the commerce, and the science, we're going to teach that in Camera Ready U as well, and we're going to teach part of it in the Quick Start thing, or in the Kickstart thing. You know, if you do that, you add a zero to the percentage of potential success, you know? So I'm going to say sure. Yeah.
We were going to get to that answer eventually.
Excuse exactly. me. Sorry about that.
Exactly.
What else you got?
Oh, another one comes in. This one's from our very own chat room moderator over here, Jack. And he says, David, do you
Wait
have...
a minute. Jack is sitting here.
He is sitting
and
right
you're going to read what Jack has asked
That's
for
the question? Way it works.
Why should... Okay, all right, fine.
Don't question the system.
I'm sorry.
That's how it works in here.
David, do you have definite ideas about the best way to slate for on-camera?
Oh, my
and
God.
Do you cover
okay.
this in your course?
Let
sir?
Me tell you this. We spend a whole page in the checklist explanation on slating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard me talk about slating before?
I have not.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it.
Slating is the most overlooked real estate in your audition.
It's the first thing
it's,
they hear.
There's so many reasons.
The first
impressions. I've heard casting directors go, we loved her before she even started acting. Because she said, hi, I'm, you know, and she looked nice and friendly and not that actor. Like, there are actors who completely throw it away. It's David H. Lawrence, 17th. I'm John. Really? How about in... Or, hi, it's David H. Lawrence, 17th. I really love Scandal. Oh, my God. My girlfriend and I watch it every Thursday night. I am so excited about auditioning for your show. Okay. Here we go. I'm auditioning for Roger.
Bad slate.
Yeah. And yet, the slate itself, if you're like, hi, it's David H. Lawrence, 17th. I'm auditioning for Roger. That moment... tells them you're not a crazy actor slating in character.
You're not a new actor.
You're not desperate. You're not nervous. You're just there to help them solve their problem. That's your job as an actor, is to help the casting director and the writers and the producers and the directors solve their problem. You take care of them starting with the slate. You know, if you ever looked at the television screen and go, how in the hell did he get that part? I could do that better, and I'm twice his age. He got the part not because he was the best actor in the universe. He got the part because it cost $14,000 a minute to produce network television. And time is money. And they knew that this guy who had all these credits and had done all this stuff before would get in, get the job done, and they could move on to the next shot. That's why. And there's nothing wrong with that. So the slate is where this all starts. The slate is where you make your first impression. It's where you show them that you're going to be fun to work with. You're not going to be a problem. You give them quick information. And then I also talk about doing a tail slate at the end, because sometimes auditions will come in where they say no slate needed. Don't do a slate up front. But do a tail slate, which is a full body shot, so they can see what you look like. And then put your information and titles along the side. We talk about that. Yes. Great question. Awesome question. Excuse me, sorry.
No problem. Another one came in. This one came in from Tracy Reynolds. And you said you did the track announcer in Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
What research did you do to sound believable as a racetrack announcer? Was that a stretch for you?
Yeah, that was such a stretch. I thought back to myself, you know, 35 years in radio doing mornings, being at the American Comedy Network, working Top 40, working disco. I was a disco morning guy. Oh, Jesus. And then doing talk. You know,
I did country.
Yeah, okay, country. I did country and MCQ.
Jewish
and
urban cowboy.
Yeah. That's right. There, it's great. So when I walked, so Barbara Harris, who is a big ADR person here in town, she's like the number one ADR casting director. She calls me. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio for my high school reunion. She goes, could you do your announcer thing for me just real quick? And I said, sure. She gave me a line. I did it. She goes, I want you at Sony Studios on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, I'm there, you know? So, walked in the director was there from Pixar, and the director goes, all right, we had done some stuff. I'd been doing some Walla with the whole group. And then, all right, who's this David H. Lawrence, the 17th. And I stepped up to the microphone and I did the page or so of copy. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done. And it was awesome. It was just, wow. I mean, it was like going home to radio. It was like going home. I was the announcer
for
my... You
mean you want me to be that guy that
yeah,
I was
that I have
on
to
radio?
Pound the crap out of to get rid of?
Me.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's great. And, you know, there's a caricature that I do that's kind of like Vin Scully mixed with somebody who nobody knows, which is Joe Tate. He used to be the play-by-play announcer for the Cavaliers back when they sucked. Like I started with the Cavaliers in the mid-70s when Bingo Smith took the tip off after halftime and ran to the wrong net and scored 2 points for the other team. So the combination of Vince Scully and Joe Tate kind of sounds like this. It's every pukey announcer that you've ever talked about on radio, right? And so I did that and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done. It was perfect. It was one of those glorious days. It was awesome. So the research I did, I had already done my entire life.
Living in Cleveland. Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, if you're going to be a great actor, live a great life. Get your heart broken. Go bankrupt. You know, climb a mountain. Build an app, you know, do something outside the world of acting so that you have the life experience that you can draw from. We call it sense memory in acting, you know, that content that you have buried back in your head of how it felt to be destroyed or to be elated or to be afraid or any of the things that you have to play as an actor. You've already played them in your life. This happened to be one that was very obvious. Oh. So thank you for asking, Tracy.
I want to know a little bit more about this session. Was it an in-and-out kind of thing, an hour you're in and out?
The first time. Then we had some pickups. And, okay. You know, we actually, the role expanded a little bit. And yet I still am in the back of my head going, I wonder if they didn't use me. I wonder if they found a celebrity and taped
you haven't seen the
well,
theatrical cut.
Yeah,
right,
the premiere is this Thursday. Yeah. So, yeah, we haven't seen it. I know I have friends going to see the press preview tonight.
Early.
And so they're going to tell me, you know, I said, just let me know.
They're
going to
give you the news.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But
okay,
the check clear.
The check? Oh, the check. The check is a great story, too.
Go
you know,
for it.
Usually we get paid by paymasters like Entertainment Partners or somebody, Talent Masters or whatever. This check came from Pixar in a rigid cardboard envelope with a letter on Pixar stationery saying, thank you for being a part of Cars 3. Please find enclosed your check. Please let us know if there are any issues. And we thank you so much.
Classy.
You know, frame it, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Put it up on the wall. And the check was awesome. It cleared. It cleared.
I would hope it would clear from
Pixar. Yeah, from Pixar.
Did the check come matted already?
No. It was just, you know. But the fact that they sent a note, which nobody does, you get a thing and you go, what's this for?
Right.
You'll get some residuals for something. And you go, oh, right.
I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... But this was just very, very lovely. It was lovely. It's just the way the company works is just lovely.
How long do you, I know I'm going to go into some nuts and bolts, but I'm just genuinely curious. How long is the net, 30, net 60? How long do you normally wait to get
so
paid for a job?
So union rules
like
say you have to be paid, depending upon the contract that you're working under, mm-hmm. you have to be paid within 12 business days.
Really?
And you being paid within 12 business days means the check has to be issued by the producer mm-hmm. to whatever entity you've filled out your paperwork for. I use a loan out company.
Mm-hmm.
So my checks come to, you know, a business. Mm-hmm. And then my business manager takes care of things because I have a business manager.
All right. All right. Well, we've been talking about being on camera yeah. and an ACX masterclass and all these cool things that you've been doing. Again, how can people get in touch with you? And let's go over some of the web addresses
sure.
so people can sign up for some of this.
Absolutely. So if you want to be notified when Camera Ready U starts, it's going to be in a few weeks. Go to just do the on camera, all one word. That's where you were getting the lead thing didn't exist. You put a space between on and camera, it doesn't work. So it's OnCamera, all one word. Text that to 44222, and you'll get the quick start guide or the checklist. In the checklist, there's a link for the kickstart that we're going to start tomorrow. So do all this now, and I'll lead you down the path. If you want to take voiceover classes with me, it's VO2GoGo.com. You've been hearing about that here on the show. If you're an actor who needs to memorize their lines and manage their scripts and really get off book faster so you can book more, check out Rehearsal Pro, which is at rehearsal.pro. And then I think, is there anything? Oh, ACX Masterclass. So registration is open right now, acxmasterclass.com. And we will start that class on Monday. So we're going to close the registration in the next few days. And I think that's it.
I got some parting words from one of our viewers, Maxine Dunn in Colorado. Maxine Dunn.
How do I know that name?
Well, I don't know. She's a voice actor.
Okay.
I've been dating her for a year and a half.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
Names get around. But
is that true?
That's
true. You've been
true.
Dating her for?
Yes, I have.
Maybe that's how I know it.
She just said a couple of nice things. She said a comment for David. If you've given so much confidence tonight, David, to me. She said, I modeled for a living for a long time. She worked on camera and photo. Then did a lot of on camera, but I've lost a little bit of confidence lately, she says, and I'm going to get back in the game thanks to
great.
You. I've gotten some confidence.
That's great.
So she said, this has been such an amazing show. Thank you, David, for your fantastic. Helpful, amazing information.
Great.
So that's
thank you,
Maxine.
That's great. I really appreciate those kind words.
Fabulous. All righty. Well, David, as always.
Thank you.
A pleasure having you here, but it's great having you on our show.
Yeah,
again,
thanks
for sponsoring our
show.
Sure,
absolutely.
So we can bring it to everybody and give them all this great information.
And now
great.
We'll redesign the set.
Yeah.
Isn't that your job? I mean, don't you do something? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Well, George and I will be right back to wrap things up right after this message, so don't go away quite yet.
Here's a question for you. Do you know what your audition to booking ratio is? As in, how many auditions does it take before you book a job? How about your pipeline? Do you know which jobs you've booked? Which ones you've sent to the client for approvals? How about which ones you've invoiced but haven't been paid yet? Do you know how much you booked this month compared to last month or last year at the same time? Yeah, these questions might make your head spin. You might say, I'm a voice actor, an artist. I don't have a head for business, and I don't want to spend a bunch of time trying to figure out how to keep track of auditions, bookings, who hasn't paid me yet, and when was the last time I booked with that guy anyway? That's why we built VoiceOverview.com, a simple way to track, manage, and grow your voiceover business. Because after all, it is a business. VoiceOverview was built by voice actors for voice actors. Check it out today and start tracking your voiceover business. VoiceOverview.com, your voiceover business made simple.
What do your target clients see when they listen to your audio-only voice demo? Your clients are creating visual content. They live in a visual world. They think visually. To make a strong impression, your voice demo needs to meet them where they live. Now, your voice demo can make a strong visual impression when it's a Vizzy visual voice demo.
A Visi demo takes your audio-only voice demo and adds a visual component, making it instantly more memorable to your prospective clients. The audio track of a Visi demo demonstrates your voice work like only your voice demo can, while the video track tells your story, reinforces your brand, and delivers the call to action that an audio-only voice demo simply cannot. You went to all the trouble to have your voice demo showcase your work. Now, go all the way and showcase your brand, too. Book your Visi visual voice demo at VisiDemos.com.
Wow. That was fabulous.
Yeah, man. It's great to hear this kind of news for voice actors because, you know, you get so focused on one thing, and sometimes that one thing you're focused on maybe isn't firing on all cylinders, or maybe you're not getting the momentum you're looking for.
Right.
And you're leaving some money on the table, possibly, by not trying on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth a shot with the right skills. And,
right.
And, you know, why not?
And it helps if you have your own TV studio.
Well, it certainly helps, but I mean, David will explain to you.
Right.
We go to great lengths to
to
have multiple cameras, multiple seating positions, you know,
which we now have to switch.
I geek out on stuff a little too heavily,
and I just listen to you.
Make things better. But really, you know, you don't have to go to the extent that we have. You know, you're one person. You need one camera,
right,
and one mic and a couple of lights. Yeah.
And just like in voiceover, like we teach people, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink the whole process.
Don't use what we do as a model for that, because we're using voiceover mics on a video show. This is not done. You don't typically
we get away
do
with
this
it,
way.
But yeah.
Well, we're voiceover. We like to show the mic. That would not be seen on camera usually. And we know that it sounds different from a lavalier. A lavalier has a certain sound, but it's associated with video. We're very used to what that sound sounds like when we see someone on camera. The problem is the opposite. If you listen to something audio only that was for camera, it doesn't sound as good,
right?
Because now we don't have the picture to go with it.
Right.
You know, so when you have audio with video, you know, your brain kind of fills in the gaps a little bit. If the audio is not perfect, your brain gives it lets it go a little bit because, well, there's video. You're used to seeing what something sounds, hearing what something sounds like when there's a camera involved.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
It makes complete sense. I know exactly.
It doesn't
what you're
have to
about.
Sound the way we sound. It can sound more natural.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So let's go back to the show notes here so all I right. can see exactly where it is we're supposed to be right now.
Yes, sir.
Because we got some great stuff coming up.
We certainly do.
First off, no, down, up, back, up, up. There we go. There we go. Right there. See?
There we go.
Okay, so when we're sharing a screen here, we got to do it that way. Next week, speaking of audio, because stuff creeped up about people who are giving out really bad tech advice out there.
Yeah, I think we had I think we had someone in the calendar, and we had to do a change. Yeah. So now we get to slip in
the Audio Masters Roundtable.
Yes,
we've got Cliff Zelman and John McClain and Jordan Reynolds, who's now living here, so he can be actually in the studio with us.
Sweet, that's cool.
Yeah, we can throw things at him, and Uncle Roy, and so send in your questions for that, because if you've wanted the ultimate opinions on the guys that get your audio.
Mm-hmm.
Not the guys that are just like, well, we know how to record it. These are the guys that listen.
All of these guys are engineers and producers.
And producers.
All of them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which is why they're the Tech Standards Committee at World Voices, because I knew that they were the guys that knew what it's supposed to sound like.
That's right.
So we're going to have all those guys next week, and that's a show you're not going to want to miss. You thought this was great? That'll be almost as good.
And we're
nothing compared to
that. We're probably going to start on time.
God willing, and the creek don't rise. All righty.
Take that to the piggyback.
Yeah. June 26th, after WovoCon, I'm driving back here with Joe Davis. Joe
really?
Davis is going to be here with us. This guy is taking over the voiceover technology market, because he's got, you know, voiceactorwebsites.com and this new product that they've been advertising with, this VoiceOver Now or VoiceOver View, which is a CRM program and a website. And it's a great program for voice actors to help you control your business, because, as we know, it needs some control. But Joe is fabulous at getting that, and he and Danny States came up with this program, and we're going to talk about that and voice actor websites and how to maximize your website without overthinking it, which is why we're such great friends with him.
July 3rd, happy Independence Day. We're going to take that little weekend off there.
Yeah. And then on July 10th, we'll all get a glass, and the VO doctor, Bill Holmes, will be with us. And we'll talk about some of the cool stuff that he likes to talk about, which is workouts and the things that he does when working with his students.
In his own special way.
In his very own special way. There's nobody else like Bill Holmes. Who have we gotten some donations, some badly needed donations
from? We really appreciate the support, you guys. A lot of you are subscribing with our PayPal link on the website. You can go there and make a one-time payment, or you can subscribe and send as little as $1 a month if you want. And some of the subscribers and donors we're getting are such as Brian Roush, Graham Spicer.
Graham.
Eric Aragoni, who just sends us money like every episode.
Week.
It's a little over the top, but you know, Eric, you're a special guy. You need to come back in again, Eric. Come back in and hang out with us. I know you're not that far away. We've also got donations from Jack DeGolia, who, despite providing our show notes every week, he still donates money to the show. I think it's probably because he can't figure out how to cancel his auto donation.
Which is okay.
We love you, Jack.
Yeah.
Joseph Harrison, he's one of our subscribers, sustaining donor. And also coming down the list here, Christy Burns.
Thanks, Christy.
That one, is that new? That name seems kind of new to me on this list.
She's been there before.
Cool, good.
And we appreciate it.
Nothing rhymes with orange. We know that's
Bill Lord. Lord, yep.
And at the bottom of this list today, Michael Martin. Thanks, Mike. He's been a donor for years now. Really appreciate it.
We've been doing this show for years, and we continue to do it. Tonight seemed like a few years.
It just took a little while to get
we got there,
the engine fired up on the old
the candle
tri-motor Ford tri-motor.
Yeah,
our intro was provided by who was our intro provided to?
Doug, the announcer, Doug Turkell.
Doug, he's like a chameleon.
He is.
I hear that read, and I don't think of it as
he's Doug. An announcer.
No, he's an announcer. He's the announcer. Thanks, Doug. You did a great job with that. That's the second one he submitted, and you guys can submit one too because. If you're going, wait a minute, why does that guy get to have his voice on the intro to the show? You can do it as well.
Absolutely.
Just read along. Just listen in your cans. Listen to the read and time it out
time
and read along
out.
With it after you've written down the script. And see if you can how close you can get the timing. You know, because once you get it timed out, if you've got a good read or two, send it in to us. We'll lay it in and we'll throw it on the intro.
Right.
And give you
can adjust a little bit in ScreenFlow.
Yeah, a little bit. We do use ScreenFlow very heavily.
That's right. What you up to over at Edge?
Well, the latest things I'm dealing with right now are creating a whole new way of learning technology. And I'm not going to go into much detail tonight. I'm just going to tease a little bit. But there's going to be some new stuff coming from EdgeStudio.com in the next month or two. And that is, dare I say, video on demand? Yes, possibly video on demand.
And they better take David's course. Teaching that. So.
Well, yeah. I'm going to be doing video training courses on how to learn a lot of this technology to make it more accessible. Because I do provide one-on-one consulting, and I love doing that. It's very, very effective. But for some people, it's still kind of cost prohibitive. So this will be a new way to learn technology. So stay tuned for more info. I'll definitely be talking about that.
Excellent.
In the coming weeks, if not months.
Right. And if you thought there was a lot of information, you couldn't remember it all, the show logs, Jack DeGolia is still writing every word that we say.
Yes.
And it's right here on the website, so you can get it there.
And we have a podcast version of the show. A lot of you are listening. So if you're not listening and you prefer to consume long shows like this in an audio format, you can grab the show on iTunes, any podcatching app, Stitcher, whatever you use to listen to podcasts on your phone or whatever device you use, just search for VOBS. You should be able to find us.
All right.
And if you are listening to the show on podcasts, and conversely, you want to watch the show live and be here with us, it's VOBS.tv live Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And there's a chat room. Part of the reason to be here live is to be in the chat room so you can ask questions and interact.
It's our community.
It's fun. It's a great group of people.
Great group of people. And if you want to be live in the studio audience, all you have to do is let us know that you can be here on a Monday night if you are in the greater Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. Write to the guys at VOBS.tv and you can be here. And you can applaud like our audience can.
Speaking of canned applause.
Yeah, really. Let's see here. We have to thank people. We have to thank Marcy for keeping the dogs out of here tonight. Sort of, yeah.
That's right.
And thank you for letting us be out here in the garage. Who else do we need to thank?
Of course, Catherine Curtin, our booker and producer that keeps great guests coming into the show for us all the time. Thank you, Catherine. Anthony Gettig, who takes turns with Jack DeGolia.
With Jack Daniel.
My apologies. Jack Daniel, who's actually here tonight in the studio. Thanks so much for the help with the chat room mod work. Our floor producer,
Andrew Bushwitz.
Yes.
Who did yeoman work tonight.
He does a fantastic... The guy takes on whatever... every week, man,
With a smile.
Every week, I throw something at him. And I'm like, hey, tonight you are going to have to actually do the show stream part. And he goes, oh, okay, no problem.
Boom.
Online.
There we go. So, all right. Well, we need to thank our sponsors, of course. Vizzy Video Demos.
Mm-hmm. They're up here in red.
They're right there?
Right red. Harlan Hogan.
VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VO2GoGo and Rehearsal App and Camera Ready U.
Oh, yeah. I had that on. And Antland's Killer Demos.
And our new sponsors this month, the VO Dojo and VoiceOver View. And thank you for providing the uninterrupted streaming of this particular
Once
show.
Once the engines get running, rolling. They tend to keep rolling.
That's right.
We appreciate the help with that.
All righty. Did we thank Jack DeGolia for the show notes? We did.
Well, we mentioned it earlier, but again, we can't thank him enough. Thanks, Jack DeGolia, for the show notes.
Right. And Lee Penny, of course, for simply being Lee Penny. We miss you, Lee. Come visit us. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Next week, Audio Masters Roundtable. Be here. We love having you here. Remember, this is not an easy business. You got to practice. You got to know your stuff. You got to understand the business.
And get the right training.
And that's why you need to be here every Monday night or watch the show wherever you can do that. So that's going to do it for us tonight. I'm Dan Leonard.
I'm George Whittam.
And this is VO
BS.
Or voiceover.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
Before time began, there was VOBS.TV. Watch.